Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
What's red, white, and blue?
I don't know where you're going with this joke.
I'll say what's red, white, and blue, Nicholas.
America?
No, a sad candy cane.
Are you kidding?
And this changes now.
Everyone, welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer the strange questions you never thought to ask.
And I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
It's gonna be a fun episode this week.
Woohoo!
We're back to normal.
Yeah.
I think it's important to have the last 2 weeks celebrate Pride Month, but now we're gonna celebrate in a different way. First, I wanted to say we have a lot of new listeners. I didn't want to take time to say this on our Pride Month episodes, but a lot of new people have been listening, so if you're listening and you have just started, welcome. How's your day been?
Yeah.
Also, while you're just sitting there listening to us, you should go to facebook.com/group/StrangerStillShow and join that Facebook group.
Yeah.
Just hang out with us.
And actually tell us the answer to the questions.
Yeah. Right up top, I think we should tell people to go review us on iTunes.
Yeah. We've been mentioning at the end, and I see you out there. I see you, Matthew. I know that you're closing it out.
Yeah.
Right when we get to that last theme song. Yeah,
Daryl.
Yeah, Richard.
Go leave us a review on iTunes. It's super easy. You just go to iTunes, you type in Stranger Still, and then you leave us a review, and we'll read it on the air. We're making our way to 2,000 reviews, and we're at 34. So.
Right. We're making our way
downtown.
We're walking kind of fast. Reviews are up and
I'm homebound.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Okay.
So, fireworks. Like my transition?
It's pretty good.
It was pretty good.
It was that one. Explosive. How many times are you going to use that today?
Zero.
Was it how many times? Okay, well.
So, start a counter at home. Whoever gets the right amount on our Facebook page first wins.
We're going to pay a drinking game for kids. Every time we say explosive, do a shot.
Of
we're not
going to
say it. No, we're just not going to say it.
Okay. In our great state of Iowa, in our okay city of Cedar Rapids, we've had some new laws recently. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the dog torture law.
Yeah, and the PTSD sufferer torture law.
Uh-huh.
Our legislation in the city has decided that near the time of 4th of July, you can shoot off fireworks within the city limits.
Mostly when people are sleeping. I think that's one of the rules.
Yeah, I think in the legislation it says it has to be between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. So
yeah.
It's been in law for not even a month yet. And there's already been, well, I guess at the time of this recording, it's been in law for less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
Already, there's been more than 100 noise complaints called into the police. There's been a couple dozen quote-unquote gunshot noises reported that the police say were likely actually just like firecrackers, fireworks. And people are already petitioning to have the laws reviewed.
Last I checked, yeah, it was 4,000 signatures.
Yeah. Do you know what the requirements are for that?
No.
It's I don't know. Well, I think we'll talk about it towards the end, but I think it was dumb to begin with. And most of the things that people want to change is they just don't want fireworks allowed within the city limits where people are.
Yeah.
You can let them off on your farm or whatever. You can go out to the small towns like the ones that are around us and launch them off. How is your household situation with all of these fireworks and your X amount of dogs?
Some of them are chill.
Yeah.
Jenner is not.
Yeah.
Jenner's my French bulldog, and he just like, he looks like he has PTSD.
Yeah.
When it goes off, it's really sad.
That is sad.
He's just like freaked the heck out, and he just like runs all over the place.
A lot of people that I talk to that have kids are really upset by it. My daughter doesn't care. She sleeps right through them. She loves fireworks.
Yeah. I like fireworks too.
I'm not like a huge fan of fireworks. I'll go watch them, but like if there's more bugs out than there are entertaining fireworks, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's got to be a good ratio.
But I will say, it's very entertaining to watch my daughter watch fireworks, because she's just, like, slack-jawed for the entire duration of the show. She just sits there and she's like...
Yeah. It's like, oh my...
Life will not get better than this.
Yes, death. Death, bombs, destruction. She loves it.
When you look at the history of fireworks, I think everyone kind of knows that they started in China. To me, I look at that and I think, how does an ancient civilization stumble across this little black powder that when you light it on fire, it explodes?
Well, tell me what your hobbies were in ancient China, Nicholas.
That's true. They didn't have a whole lot to do, did they? I don't know. I just think it's interesting. And according to an article I found on history.com, firecrackers, or fireworks, I don't think there's much of a difference between them, could have been discovered originally by throwing bamboo into fires. So what they would do is they'd take these little, like, cut-off pieces of bamboo, throw them in the fire, and the air pockets would expand, and then they would burst, and there would be these firecrackers. Get it?
Ooh, yeah.
Get it? And this was around 200 BC. And at the time, they did this to ward off evil spirits. Because I guess evil spirits are afraid of...
They hate bamboo.
They hate expanding, rapidly expanding air pockets.
Right.
Which is what was happening there. Some 800 to 1,000 years later, they upgraded a little bit. They pimped out their fireworks, if you will.
Hold on a sec.
Yes?
You skipped over the sea in BC. Little baby Jesus. Did he have a little fireworks party?
So here's the thing. They didn't have fireworks when little baby Jesus was born.
Oh.
They did have those little noisemakers that you, like, you blow into them and they go, meow!
Oh, right.
That was about
that.
It.
Yeah.
So, just imagine little baby Jesus in the manger and, like, the three wise men roll up and they're like, meow! Here's some frankincense.
Yeah.
So some 800 to 1,000 years later, they upgraded their fireworks. History.com also suggests that the Chinese discovered black powder possibly by mixing different chemicals together to try to make an immortality elixir. So we can thank mankind's insatiable want for immortality for fireworks.
I wonder if them mixing different things into it for immortality changed the colors, Nicholas.
We're not there yet.
Oh, well.
So nice try. Unfortunately, they seem to have failed at the immortality potion, but they did manage to get black powder by combining sulfur, saltpeter, which apparently was like a seasoning. I have no idea what it is. Never heard of it. And with that sulfur and saltpeter, they probably mixed some other just random chemicals, maybe some charcoal. And once they discovered, I don't know how mixing those together eventually met fire, but when they lit it on fire, it would burn, and then somehow they took that and realized if you stuffed that powder into rolls of paper or like bamboo shoots, it would put it under pressure, and then you light that on fire and the pressure would cause it to explode,
which is fantastic.
Yeah, so much like the original firecrackers, they'd take bamboo, they'd throw it in the fire. Now they just take that, load it up with black powder, throw that in the fire, and then they would explode instead of just like a it was like, you know? Is that your explosion noise?
For bamboo in the ancient times.
I'm sure that's accurate. Once we get time machine technology, we'll go back and confirm that. So most people will credit this transition of normal bamboo being thrown into fires to gunpowdered bamboo being thrown into fires to a monk named Li Tian. And I'm probably saying that wrong, but we'll go with it. Li Tian is still honored on April 18th every year for his discovery of the gunpowdered firecracker. And actually where he lived, it was near an area called Liu Yang, is still one of the world's largest producer of fireworks. So this tradition still holds today. And apparently, I don't know how true this is, I found it on some not-so-reputable site, apparently 90% of all fireworks are still made in China. That seems like a lot, which makes me say, like, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the most part, And again, this is after little baby Jesus. They continued to use fireworks to ward off evil spirits, but then they would also use them to commemorate births and New Year's, obviously, deaths, birthdays, bar mitzvahs.
Right, anything they could stuff gunpowder into.
Yeah. Pigs.
Caskets.
They would launch gunpowdered caskets into the air.
I would think so.
I'm sure someone's tried, right? Like, you think of... There's plenty of people that want to be cremated and put into their work. So there's, like, one comic book artist that was cremated and his ashes were made into ink that were used in comic books. There's been cremations that have been sent out into space. Like, one person has to have been, like... cremate my body and put it in a firework and launch it into the air. Like, that has to have happened in the 2,000-year-old history of the fireworks, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That it makes me sad because it just reminds me of Harry Hot Dog and the terrible way he wanted to go.
Who's Harry Hot Dog?
Inventor of the hot dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm. Oh. Hmm.
What else you got?
Eventually, the Chinese started attaching their fireworks to arrows. That's how they'd get them airborne. They would also use those fireworked arrows to send at their enemies. They also used the black powder to make primitive bombs. And to me, this is really impressive. This is like 10th century China that we're talking about, which is like really early in the world's history. We're still using crappy swords and stone hammers and stuff, and they're making bombs.
Yeah.
So shifting gears a little bit, I think it's a good question to ask, why are fireworks illegal in the first place? What do you think? Because I think, like, if people want to be stupid, like, my understanding of the laws was to keep people safe. So if people want to be stupid and blow their hands off, let them do it. No? You don't agree?
I think it's to prevent fires.
Well, yes. That's...
And works.
That's a good example. Back on May 13th, 2000... in the city of...
Yeah, good luck.
Some slack here. It's in the Netherlands. I can pronounce that part.
Okay.
It's a city called Enschede.
Mm-hmm. That was it?
Yeah.
Enschede?
E-N-S-C-H-E-D-E.
Enschede. Oh, Enschede.
Enschede? I don't know. There was a fireworks factory...
You try your best, Enschede, all right?
Okay. I don't know how to react. So, there. This was May 13th, 2000.
Sometimes you get shit wrong. Sometimes you get in shit right. It's fine. It's S-H-E-D.
Yeah, we won't bleep it.
You could do that on TV.
Yeah. They do it all the time on Whose Line Is It Anyway? And we're just like them, so...
Pretty much.
So, a fireworks factory caught fire... And apparently the fireworks weren't being stored correctly. And long story short, there was a giant fire. 1,250 people were left without homes and 23 people died.
In what year?
2000.
Wow.
Because basically when these all went off, it was the same force as if a giant bomb went off. Because they all pretty much went off at the same time. So the giant shockwave, take down some houses, spread some fires, you know, the fun stuff. So that's not really like a legal thing, but if people couldn't buy them, they wouldn't have to make them. Another example is in 2009, 9,000 people in America were injured by fireworks.
9,000
Americans.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because America, fireworks. Budweiser, nothing more American than fireworks, right?
Budweiser wanted to change his name to America. Do you remember that?
No.
That was earlier in the summer. They were just going to change their name from Budweiser to America.
Is this a real thing?
This is a real thing. You can look it up with your real hands.
I need
and
more
eyes.
Information.
Yeah. And I think that they would have coincided very well with our American fireworks, which are Chinese.
There's nothing more American than beer, independence, and fireworks. So anyway, way, way back in the 1890s, there were a few people that were fed up by stupid people launching off fireworks, so they lobbied to have them outlawed. And for the next 120 years, most places have kept those laws. It's been left up to the states and the cities to decide if fireworks are actually illegal, but there's not a lot of places where they're legal, unless you're in the dumb city of Cedar Rapids and they're legal right now.
What's the deal with that, though, real quick? Because Didn't we not have a choice as a city to vote? It was made up by the state.
It was all legislation, no votes. I don't know where they got this ill-conceived notion that people wanted this, but there's a lot of people that just are like, what the hell were you thinking?
Can you tell me what the fireworks lobby looks like, though? Like,
is,
I guess there's a big, it's
volatile.
For that? Yeah.
I didn't say explosive. So, of course, we've come a long way in the 2000 years that fireworks have been around. So, I want to know from you, how are fireworks made?
Well, I'll tell you what, Nicholas.
Yeah.
The first step you got to get is China.
You got to go to China?
You got to go to China.
Okay.
That's got to go, the authentic powder. First, you got to go to the fireworks store.
Uh-huh.
And you say, hey, is Peter working? And they're going to say, yeah, let me grab him real quick.
Yeah.
And then Peter comes up and he's like, oh, it's you again. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, why are you so salty, Peter? He loves that one.
Yeah, he's never heard
that one. And then you put saltpeter into the firework and you make gunpowder and then you put it into a bamboo shoot or a paper thing.
So you're saying that we have come zero amount of technologically.
Good sentence. And then we get them shipped out to the United States of America.
Yeah.
And then we put them in our backyards with our hot dogs and our Budweiser.
It's called America now.
And then we blow them and our fingers into the free sky.
I mean, you're 0% correct. So it might be best for our listeners to go look up a picture of the construction of a firework. But I will try to do my best to accurately describe the construction of a firework. Unlike what John just vomited out of his mouth.
Explosively. Dang it, I just made kids drink.
Yeah, they'll be sleeping good tonight. So imagine like a really fat stick of dynamite. You got that?
Yep.
Out of the top is a fuse, like in a fat stick of dynamite, that leads inside to a little cylinder in there called a bursting charge. And it goes all the length of the shell, is what we'll call it, because that's what it's called. The rest of the contents of this fat stick of dynamite, or the shell, is filled up with black powder, and then mixed in with the powder are these little explosives called stars. So remember that. Oh, look to the stars. Something, I don't know, that was a really dad thing to say. So then what they'll do is they'll take this shell, once it's all constructed, and they'll put it in a mortar. You know what a mortar is?
Yeah.
What's a mortar?
It's like a tube that you put things in at baseball games to make people pay more money for a fireworks show at the end.
Yeah. But more descriptively, it's like a little cylinder. It can be sitting on the ground, or some people might bury it a little bit. They might bury it in sand. And you put a bed of black powder in there.
Right. It's usually sold alongside bricks.
You're bringing your A game today.
Thanks.
If anyone doesn't get that, brick and mortar. Okay. So then they'll set the shell in this little mortar. They'll light the gunpowder, and that is actually enough force to send the firework up into the air. I thought there was some sort of like propulsion. Like, did you ever do like hobby rockets when you were younger? Like the ones that you put like the parachute in, it's got the little cone at the top. Like, I thought that it would have some sort of propulsion like those have, but apparently you just like set it in this mortar, you light the gunpowder on fire, and then it shoots it up in the air.
So it's just literally the explosion in the chamber that's blasting it up.
Yeah, down below it. Yeah. It's just lifting it up in the air. So then when it's up in the air, that little fuse will reach the bursting charge. Remember that little guy?
Mm-hmm.
And that will explode inside the shell. It's a tiny little explosive, but that will ignite all of the gunpowder that's in there. And when that's ignited, it just explodes. It's very volatile.
So do we still use that same gunpowder today?
We do. In regards to that, the construction hasn't changed much. We still use black powder. We still use gunpowder. But like, it's all the same sort of shape. It hasn't come a long way in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
I think where the innovation has sort of come is in the stars, because inside that, once the gunpowder explodes, it sends all these stars outward, and the stars will burn, and that's where you get like the colors of the firework.
And probably the shape a little bit too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you see in the firework. And actually, I was really curious to see how they get the shape of a firework, because like sometimes they're a perfect circle. You've seen heart-shaped ones. Mm-hmm. There's like the willow-shaped ones. It all depends on where they place the stars within the shell.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they know if I put these shells in this arrangement, it's going to explode outward like this and look like whatever. So it's pretty neat. And they'll make these stars out of different chemicals to either get like the fizzle ones, like the ones that go, you know what I'm talking about, or the ones that just like they do like the swirly thing, or just like the normal ones that just go, yeah, that one. And also, what color they are depends on the chemicals as well. You want to play a game? I
Yes.
got a game for you.
Yes. What color are metals and what do they make the colors of the fireworks? All
Yeah.
right.
So in English, I'm going to give you the name of a chemical that pyrotechnics use to make the stars, and you're going to try to guess the color that it creates in a firework. I'll
Okay.
try to give you some hints. They're not the best.
Yeah, and I'm colorblind. Let's keep that in mind,
So we'll keep
audience.
that in mind. The whole sky is black and white for you. So we've got, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six. And if you get four out of six right, I won't put a bottle rocket in your ear.
Oh, was that your
So,
first body choice?
no.
Okay. Let's play.
Keeping it PG. So the first one is lithium. And just for a little hint, lithium carbonate can be used to treat bipolar disorder by targeting mood swings.
Yeah,
There's
that's
your
a good.
hint.
That really reminds me of the color pink, so.
Now you're close. You're wrong, though.
Yeah.
It's red. Makes the color red. Get it? Mood swings, like you're angry, color red.
Oh.
Okay. Clearly that didn't work. How about copper and chloride? Keep in mind that chlorine is used in pools.
Is, yeah, it is. Those shiny white, perfectly unshaded discs. Green?
Nope. You're thinking like algae. So chlorine kills the algae, and then what color is it after it kills the algae?
Oh, blue.
Yeah! That was a really good hint, Nick. It's blue. Good
Okay.
job.
Yep.
Just like
Next
stuff.
pennies.
Yep.
No?
Yeah, those turn green too, I guess. Shut up. So, salt. And my hint is, it's salt.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
White? It's like one
Nope.
of the only shades I can see. Salt. Like NaCl, you're talking about? NaCl?
I don't know what you're talking
NaCl,
about.
salt, sodium?
Yeah, like sodium chloride.
Yeah.
Just think of like the Morton salt container. What color do you think of when you think of that?
It's like dark blue.
Well, what's the logo?
Yellow.
Yeah, it's yellow. See how I got there?
Oh.
They actually do just like use regular salt to create yellow, though.
Yeah, like the salt that you put on buttery popcorn, Nicholas, who's bad at hints.
See, this is why I'm glad that you taught me how to do my job after I've already
Okay.
done
All right.
it. How about aluminum? And aluminum burns very, very hot when it's mixed in with gunpowder.
Very hot orange. How white?
White! Yeah! Because pretty much the only way they can achieve white is by making it so hot that it burns white. There you go. Calcium. And I've run out of hints.
Is that a hint?
No, it's not a hint. I've run out of hints.
Well, calcium helps my bones.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah, go
Listen
listen to
to
our
Why Do We
episode.
Drink Milk? What colors are left? Gray
You're not gonna see a
and
gray
gray.
firework.
All of
You
them are
might.
gray.
Yeah, they're all gray.
Green.
No.
I really wanted to know which one would be green. There's no green fireworks out there
We'll find out.
because they're bad for the environment, Nick.
Yeah, they are.
That was the
Greenhouse gases.
right. That was my segue.
Orange.
Okay, well.
So, give me a hint for that, Mister. Tell me how to do my job.
Which one was it? Chlorine?
Calcium.
Calcium. Aren't you glad you drank your milk? Yeah,
That's a
it's easy.
stretch.
This is like.
This is child's play.
Thank you.
What about barium? And I'm still out of hints, and the best one I could come up with is what's a dead man's favorite chemical?
That's so morbid and black of you.
Barium. No, it's not
And
black.
purple
You're not
of
going to
you.
have a black
You're such
firework.
a you're being so blue in your
No.
strategy of
What do you put over dead
purple,
people?
green, formaldehyde,
You put grass over them, and the
grass.
answer's green.
Yeah, how disappointing. I finally
Okay,
got my green.
what's your hint?
What was the what was it called?
Barium.
Barium?
See, mine was a very John hint.
Yeah, it was. Bury him under the lawn that looks better on the other side.
That's basically what I said.
Yeah.
That's like almost verbatim.
Yeah.
I think that's all I got for fireworks. Want to recap?
Yeah. China.
Yep, China.
Oh, I'm going to drink this beer. Oh,
yeah.
My digits. My phalanges are everywhere.
Oh, God.
I flayed my phalanges.
And now they're on the grill and we're going to eat them because we're not going to let these buns go to waste.
What are you, Harry Hot Dog?
I don't want to talk about Harry Hot Dog. I know that people have already, we've played the break music so people have stopped listening, but just in case they're still listening, where can people find us?
They can go to facebook.com/group/StrangerStillShow or search Stranger Still on Facebook.
And you can find us on Twitter @StrangerStill.
And you can review us on iTunes.
If you search Stranger Still.
On iTunes.
StrangerStillShow.com is where you can find our show notes and listen to our episodes. And if you go to our Facebook page, I like to ask people what their thoughts are on the topic that we're recording for the week. So I did that. And I got some silly questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Maddie Rendulik from our previous episode didn't have any questions about explosive fireworks, but he had some questions about explosive diarrhea.
Right, yeah, poor guy.
And then he didn't ask any questions.
No, he kind of just logged off for a while after that.
I think he was embarrassed.
Well,
I would be too.
Yeah.
Jason on our page said, which country spends the most annually on displays? I don't know.
I would think America would be pretty high up there.
Well, here's the thing, is that, because this next question is, what's the most expensive display ever?
Probably Chinese.
Well, Dubai.
Ooh.
Over in Dubai, they spend millions on fireworks every year. There's been some displays are like $6 million. There's one that they put on, I couldn't get a year for it, but it was over an hour long and the display itself cost $15 million. So they spend a lot on fireworks. I wouldn't be surprised. He also wanted to know, what's the most inappropriate occasion to have fireworks for? I would have said funeral, but like the Chinese would use them for funerals, so that's not an answer.
I'm going to say, like, coming out to your parents.
Yeah.
That might be a great thing, though.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm gay! Rainbow firework. I know there's a good one out there. I'm not pregnant, maybe?
I had my period?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what about just, like, first period fireworks? Because that's always an embarrassing time for women.
To do what?
Like, when you get your first period?
Well, no, actually, people do celebrate that.
But, like, with fireworks?
I will share stories with you after.
Oh, God.
They're called, like, period parties, and you, like,
have birthday
cakes.
Well, I know they have period parties and stuff, but, like, fireworks? Like, they have balloons. They have to all be red. Jason had a lot of really good questions on here. Jason's so active on our Facebook, and I love it. So thank you, Jason. He also wanted to know if we can make a custom firework, what would it look like? Like, what shape would we put it in? What color would we have it be? And here's one thing. Is if you could give it a custom aroma, what smell would it be?
Ooh.
And he's in the UK, and they have started doing this. I think they started doing it during the Olympics. They made them orange-scented.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's done that in the US that I've heard about.
No.
It was just overshadowed by the UK.
Yeah.
So that's a really tough question. I think I would do, like, the fizzle fireworks. Those are my favorite.
Yep.
And they'd have to be plaid-colored. Mm-hmm. And they would smell like
mothballs, probably.
No, I don't. I was going to say BO just so everyone's disgusted while enjoying fireworks. But that might be a little too on the nose. I'm really partial to raspberry. I like raspberries. Like, Rory had some medicine that smelled like raspberries, and I wanted to eat it, but she was so disgusted by it. I was like, I'm sure it doesn't taste good. And also, I'm not sick, so I'm not going to take it.
Yeah, good choice. I'd probably do a giant Hitler.
Yeah?
And he would have blue tears.
Yeah?
And they would taste like Hitler's tears.
It would smell like Hitler's tears?
They would be scented and tasted.
It would just, like, the scent would be so thick that you can't help but taste it. Yeah.
They're going to have a flavor, too.
Okay, cool. Nikki wanted to know, do you always have to buy the aerials on Native American reservations? If so, why? Mostly because they're outlawed everywhere else.
Yeah.
So you have to buy fireworks there unless it's
same,
like,
with cigars and cigarettes.
All the good stuff.
Basically anything fun.
Yeah. And The last thing is Sadie wanted to know why her brother has his garage from floor to ceiling packed with them. And I would guess because I would hope your brother is 12 years old and gets enjoyment out of things going psst.
Yeah, otherwise, there's ways you could reach out to him probably and, like, ask.
Like, that's, you're better off going to, straight to
that's
him.
That's really bad, right?
Then, yeah, coming to
floor
us.
To ceiling? That's, yeah.
Yeah, if he's not storing those properly, like, one misplaced cigarette or whatever is... His house is gone.
Yeah.
And actually, like, even if there were just, like, sparklers, that would generate enough fire to set your whole house on fire. Most firework injuries come from sparklers.
Hmm.
I think, if I remember, it was, like, 72%.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah. I just remembered a really fun firework story that I want to tell, but I want to ask if you have any fun firework stories first.
I know people that shoot them at each other.
Yeah, well, that's my story. So when I was a little kid, we lived in this house, and we lived next door to this rambunctious guy named Scott. And I told the story before how we built, like, or not we, but they built a 14-foot-high igloo in his front yard. Same guy. My brother, Drew, and my dad would get up on our roof, and then Scott would get up on his roof. And they would take little bottle rockets, put them in the end of, like, the gutter things that you can pull off that, like, extend into your lawn. And they'd stick them on the end of that and then light them and launch them at each other at the roofs. And Scott's wife would get so pissed because they'd, like, explode on the side of her house, so there'd be, like, black marks and stuff. Very dangerous. I highly recommend it.
Wow.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this has been Stranger Still.
Yeah.